sisters? You gotta have the bros, dude.
No, I just had to. I had to make my own bros. I didn't just, you know, I didn't get to just drift through. No, I had to stay on the team. I had to stay with the bros. You know what I mean?
You were playing football and your life depended on it.
I was, the bro ship depended on it. Absolutely. If I would have quit, I'd have no bros.
True. You were the captain of the SS bros.
That's why I became captain of the team.
Nice.
That's when you're a team captain. Oh. Now, something like that, I'll be honest, something like that drives me up a fucking wall.
You're this close to my hand.
This close.
Now.
Right under you.
Look. Damn,
oh,
dude.
That was a DMT snake, dude. Oh, my God.
That was Quetzalcoatl just whoop, right under you.
Fuck him.
Trying to put me in Juice World? Trying to put me into Juice World?
Oh, my God.
I didn't see that.
I got a million either. Tricks on How my sleeve, you? Shane.
We should pause and let me react to my reaction of that and come back.
Do you still see the shadows?
If you guys don't want to do this, we cannot do this. I don't care. I got better. I have so much going on.
You attacked my family.
Fuck you guys' family, dude. I hope there's a fire and you're all in it.
I'd get out first.
Yeah, we obviously all escape and save
Who would
mom.
Get out?
I just held my breath for a minute and 30 seconds the other day.
Dude, why? I held my breath for 2 minutes and 18
so
seconds.
So hard.
Why are you guys holding your breath?
I don't know. I was
Wim
just,
Hof. Dude, can we do a Wim Hof?
Wim Hof, dude.
Can we please do the Wim Hof on the Patreon?
Yeah.
I guarantee you. I can hold my breath for like 2 minutes and 18 seconds.
Well, first of all, I know both of you. You'll immediately start breathing out of your noses.
No, I won't.
And cheat.
Dude, you can hold my nose. You can hold my nose.
Yes.
I'm honest.
No, I would not.
Honest?
Yeah.
There's only one honest. There's only one honest McCusker.
The old, what's his name? Chuck Berry? The old Chuck Berry videos?
Chuck Berry farts, one of the funniest.
Yeah, he goes, give me that fart.
I love the lady's face. She's like.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, ooh, get that fart.
Yeah. Sure, head popped back out of it.
Whoa, there it is. It's real. You like that fart?
farting in hookers' faces is fucking wild.
I mean, you're paying for it. I guess you gotta be able to do what you want.
Even back then, there was no like. I mean, there was a newspaper, but you didn't think anything would ever get out. Like if you,
yeah, he's flexing, man. He's got a new song. His new songs are out. You read the lyrics; they're pretty. I mean, they're so funny.
I haven't.
Oh, his new raps are.
They've been tough to find.
Oh, they're on Twitter. He's nice. Doing like vocal runs of like the lyrics, and it's like again, he is a wordsmith, but it's just about him being a Nazi. So funny.
it's a Nazi album.
Yeah, I mean the cover of the album is a giant swastika as well. He's fond of them right now.
Hitler's ghost is gonna be sad when he finds out this is a bit.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Because right now he's probably got his hopes up.
Oh, for sure.
Like, yes. The one guy that would see that necklace would be like, whoo.
We did it.
Holy shit, that's sick. I knew history would look kindly on my act. it was a joke.
He's doing it, man. And it, you know, that's the, yeah, it sucked. But yeah, that was pretty uncomfortable, dude. Excuse you.
Matt. Pardon me, okay? I got hit with a race war myself this
week.
Did
you really? Fertile soil.
I was the lone
war.
Honky. I was chumming the water as hard as I could. I hit him with my classic Prince socks.
So fucking sick.
Jesus. Yes.
The fourth one's gonna be all girl apes.
If they take this from me, if they take Planet of the Apes from me,
it's gonna be a girl ape being like, "My pussy is so powerful. Hail my pussy!" And Cornelius is like, "Listen to her."
Yeah.
We've been mean to them for too long. The human species have totally flopped with their women.
It'll definitely be that. There's no way. They're
You're probably
gonna,
right.
There's no way they're not going to take Planet
if
of the
they
Apes.
Take this from, if they take Planet of the Apes from me, I say, get your hands off me.
Yeah, you're going to have to go, no.
You damn dirty liberals. Why do the liberals ruin everything, dude?
I don't know, man.
Yo, I tried to play FIFA online last night for the first time.
Don't tell me. Did the libs fucking ruin it?
The libs butt-fucked FIFA so badly.
That one, you would think they'd have got that one first.
They got... So there's a thing called Ultimate Team where you... Mm-hmm. If you win a game, you get a certain amount of points, then you can buy new players. You can buy better players mm-hmm. to join your team. Of course, the women, female players are in there. So your team's ladies.
Yeah, and who do you play against? High schoolers?
Yeah, and you lose 10-0 to fucking 15-year-old. No. And their ratings are the same.
What?
Like, you could, the first player I got was like a 91 overall.
It's lady.
Lady. I immediately traded her. I took a 60 overall Korean goalkeeper over her. I was like, dude.
Why are they doing that? It's not offensive to be like, boys are better than girls at soccer. I'm not even trying to like rile up, you know, sexist dregs of society. It's just a fucking fact.
I was being very sexist.
Were you really?
I literally, every single female player I got, no matter what their rating was, quick sell for zero, sold them for free.
Did you traffic
get them off
did
my
you
roster.
Traffic
I trafficked them. I just get rid of them. I don't know why. I mean,
so you were just like, no. Not
I said, no.
Has your team suffered, though, due to your ideological?
No, I'm good at FIFA because I've never played it online, so I start against other people that have never played it, which is like their first time playing. Nice. First game, 7-1.
Damn.
Yeah.
Against live agents?
Just
you have
against a guy, yeah.
Highly rated, 97 rated girls on their team?
He also, I noticed, didn't have one female on the field.
What?
I think it's a common thing. I think if you have females on your field, you... It's lame. You would have an all-female team. I know you fucking horny devil. That's who this is for.
Yeah.
I would add Hope Solo right in the goalie booth.
Girl, 97 speed.
Just
logic, burn. 150%.
Yeah, logic. Just burning past Cristiano Ronaldo down the field.
Annoying. Zero.
Super smart. 99 overall. Super smart.
Loses her mind once a month. That doesn't happen.
That's made up. That's fucking conservative propaganda.
I watched the ultimate debate, Ben Shapiro versus Destiny. I don't know if Destiny is the guy, really, if there's a guy named Destiny, but he's like a liberal political commentator.
Named Destiny?
He was fair.
He was being fair and balanced?
For some reason, his name's I don't know if it was like versus Destiny or the guy's name. Maybe it's his like online, maybe YouTubers have like stripper names now. But it was for some reason Ben Shapiro versus Destiny on the Lex Fridman podcast. It was good. Shapiro, dude, and like, and again, you can say whatever you want about him. Him debating, he's so fucking good at debating. It's insane. It's very funny because he'll get caught in little traps and dude, he'll like, because it is, they're just like wrestling with words and stuff. And
yeah.
They'll be like, well, you don't think like we should give like schools air conditioning? And he was like, no, be better is two-parent household. He's like, obviously that's better. And he's like, well, that's just the best. And he'll hit him with some crazy analogy. It's pretty sick.
We didn't have air conditioning in my high school.
We didn't have it at my
fucking sucked
grade
dick,
school,
dude.
For sure.
We didn't learn anything.
You can't.
It was too hot.
But at least you had two-parent household. Ben Shapiro would say.
Did have a two-parent household, which was, household. I would trade.
For air conditioning? I would have done it.
Truthfully?
I would have done it.
100%.
I wanted my parents to get divorced when I was younger. I'm the only person. I was like, dude, that I would hear about people in divorced households, and I'm like, lucky. Two Christmases, two birthdays.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, my parents stay together every year. I'd be like, is there an anniversary? I'd be like, oh.
Can you imagine?
You guys, please split up.
Can you imagine our dads going to their house for Christmas or your birthday? The shit you would get. Be like, here's a pocket knife for free.
He bought my mom a set of pots and pans one year. Total alpha move, dude. A new set of Cephalons. It was just like, yo, here you go, babe.
It's actually nice. She probably enjoyed it.
She was kind of pissed. She was just, we were laughing. She was was whatever.
I'm sure having all the retarded brothers laughing. Mom got pots and pans.
Get in the kitchen. Dude. It was beat. He was like, no, they're nice. I thought you'd like them. I remember her just being like, oh, great. Thanks. She wasn't like spazzing. Thank God. But yeah, I remember thinking like it was a beast move. He told me when I was younger, he's like, yo, break up with your girlfriends around Christmas. He's like, break up with them at Christmas, Valentine's. Not
so you don't have to buy a $20 gift in high school.
He told me that. He's like, dude, for real, do that. And I remember taking him, like, I did it. I took his advice and just a girl was like devastated. She's like, it's about to be Christmas. And I was like, oh,
is it?
Oh, my dad told me. Oh, fuck. Fuck with bad advice. Now that you put it that way, this is a very bad thing to do.
It is mean. Yeah, it's so mean.
I know. He's probably fucking around.
Dumped in my bed.
Because you wouldn't know. You would lay down in it, though.
And you would get tricked, too.
Oh.
By night number two.
Oh.
she'd be like, "Remember when you said this?" You'd be like, "You just shit in my fucking bed."
Shit in my bed.
Can't
what if she seduced
smell.
You into the shit bed too? Oh. She was like, "Bro," she's like, "Hit it." And you're like,
"Pigeon slap."
I'm gonna hit it. And you laid it right next to the turd. You go, "Oh, you nasty fucking bitch."
Oh,
I thought I was getting some fucking pussy. There's a fucking turd in my bed.
Just a log, dude.
Man, if it was a dark room too,
oh,
you'd be like, "What is? No way." Feels like shit.
Oh,
stinks in here. I think so there's somebody shit
it's
in
like,
here.
Nah, that ass is just open for you. You're like, that's what's up, bud.
Yeah,
like, it yeah, definitely it's smells nice. Like there's a giant turd in my bed.
You could get hard through a turd. You could. The smell. You could power through the smell of that.
Oh yeah. Then you'd roll to your side of the bed and be like, ah, oh, Jesus Christ.
What did I do,
dude? Stepping in bear shit or dog shit in your bare feet is.
Yeah.
You want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Having a turd in your bed would fuck
human
you
human turd
up.
In your bed would.
Just the sight of it. It's like the fucking horse head from The yeah. Godfather.
I turn into the Joker immediately. Like, hey.
True. You'd have to yeah. shit on her shit, though.
Yeah, what do you mean? You'd become a villain?
Yeah, I'd have to shit on her.
Damn. True. Yeah,
thank God it was just Amber Heard, not one of your muscle mommies.
Did anyone ever call her Amber Turd? True.
Yeah.
Taking a protein yeah. shake, dump.
Amber Turd? Yeah.
Damn, your muscle mommy taking a protein shake dump on you?
I mean, that would be
oh my God.
Slop, dude.
It would spray the room.
Bucket. Yeah.
The steamer would be larger than you. She'd be laying the Cleveland steamer down the chest. You're like, that's enough. Cut it off. He's like, yeah. I fucking can't.
I can't stop.
I'm on a new supplement right now. Your tits are going to become hard and immobile. Stop, babe. You got you on the edge where I like you. An 8-pack? Oh, it's going to spread to your tits. That's the 10-pack. The 10-pack's the final two titties.
Yeah. The final frontier.
Excited,
they
right?
Stuff them at the goal line pretty hard, dude. Some dudes.
I have heard tales of I've talked to immigrants, and they tell me they're like tale of getting into America. Sorry, I touched the delicious patient with my foot.
I knew it was coming.
I like hearing the tales of how people got into the country. That always does excite
yeah.
me. I hear about it. I was talking to someone who came in when they were like a, I think like a 17-year-old girl, and I was like, Jesus, that's so
you
scary.
Like that story.
No, I don't like it. I was scared, dude. Don't you even dare. Don't you even
what
dare,
what do you like
dude?
About the story?
Dude, don't you even dare. Dude, you're ruining the fucking movement. You're ruining the movement,
damn,
man.
It sucks we can't start over either on this. We have I to know, keep all the white nationalism shit.
We can talk about whatever else. Just losing thousands of fucking yeah. dudes. And then what? Why did it all fall apart? Why aren't we boys?
Because the way they were evil.
They were pretty bad.
It was evil versus evil over there.
And we were just...
We were like, let's let these two kill each other,
oh,
and then we'll invent rock and roll and destroy the other evil one. We killed them with the power of music.
True.
We did. We hit them with the guitar riffs.
Like, hold on, Elvis, hold it. Shake your hips. Shake yeah. your hips, Elvis.
Destroy them, Elvis.
Blue jeans. Send in the blue jeans.
They had witnessed nothing but horrific atrocities.
Oh.
They were like, blue jeans. Put down our sickles, boys.
Damn, they imagine watching dungarees. Die Hard after that, too.
That's what? Imagine watching
Die, Die Hard after.
I thought you were changing the subject and be like, I was watching Die Hard.
No. Imagine just catching
want.
Die Hard after that. It's like, that's crazy. That's so fake. And they're like, no.
See no, that? Yeah.
All what, the buildings.
Building exploded?
All the buildings blowing yeah. up in the town. Yeah, I see that. Jumping out of it. Yeah, it sucks, man. America yeah. got pretty lucky. But
yes.
now, but it is... It's got to be tempting because I always imagine these like leaders of states and societies like are very, very well versed in history and like military history.
I don't think they are.
Really?
No.
You don't think so?
I guarantee if you walked up to Joe Biden and was like, what was the Battle of Kursk?
Yeah, I guess so.
Be like, what? Hey, yeah, Tony but... boy, fuck you.
Yeah,
if
maybe
you
so.
Donald Trump, just be like, Donald Trump, what year was... You know,
yeah, but don't you think
not that that's not how you're versed in history, of course,
for sure. But I guess you're right. But I'm thinking of like, there's definitely dudes that have their hands closer to the levers.
I think if
who
I
definitely
think if
know
people knew more about history, I think we'd be doing better.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because the way we're sliding into fucking
bullshit
is a little alarming.
Yeah, it stinks. To catch a dude off guard, just dude. I'm telling you, when you're talking, if he's talking about any of his bros, be like, yo, for real, is that guy gay? They'll fucking melt. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because they instantly go,
what the fuck? What the hell is going on? What's happening to me?
I can't even hit Phil with that anymore.
Yeah.
I've used it.
You've used it all up.
I've used it up so many. Anytime a guy's on TV, I'm like, you like that guy? We'll be watching sports. We'll be like, yeah, he's good. I'm like, you want to kiss him? I'll be like, yeah, Shane. Like, ooh, I'd like to kiss him. Isn't that right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, my dad doesn't fuck around about that shit.
Being gay, yeah, you can't. If you're a man, if you're an old man.
It's not even funny.
Don't
dude.
You fucking joke
it's
about
it. It's not
that.
Funny.
Dude, you want to know gay? I was watching White Lotus. You watch White Lotus?
I watched the first episode.
Bro. The end of the last episode.
I didn't see it.
Vicious.
I didn't see it. I mean, dude, have you seen the first season?
A classic butt fucking, dude.
Did you see the first?
Classic dude on the end of the bed on his knees.
Bro, the first season, they had a guy getting his ass eaten. Like, graphic.
Yeah, I did see that.
Graphic. And it was like a cliffhanger where it's like you're waiting. That. I was like, I wonder what's happening.
What episode was that? Late?
Yeah, it was later on.
I didn't see that.
Dude, oh my God.
I heard Steve Zahn's cock's in it, too.
Who?
The guy. The one, the dad in it. In the first season, the dad with the girls.
Oh, he makes a return?
Apparently, his penis is in season one. I didn't see it.
Is it really? I don't remember. I must have blacked it out.
He's looking for like cancer on his nuts early.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Yeah, that is currently, I think, the funniest show out. White Lotus might be the funniest show.
This one's a little... Season two is not that funny.
I only saw the first ep.
It's very uncomfortable. It is funny. It is your style of comedy, too. Yeah, where it's everyone's kind of scheming, fucking up. Yeah.
One of the funnier things, dude.
But it keeps you on edge. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but the
everyone's
dude,
fucking up. Everyone's up. Yeah, it's sick.
It's so sick that our country...
I fucking love billionaires.
Dude, the fact that you're giving your country that much money for...
Not
I
even
would
your
say
country. It's just going to like two guys.
But then it trickles down.
It does trickle
Shane,
down.
Shane, let me tell you about economics, dude. And then if you give your money to the right rich people, it trickles down back on.
It's going to come right back
and
to
then
you.
The Dems cut off 20 grand,
mm-hmm.
and they'll do it. They'll get blocked. They were ready to cut off 20 grand, and then they got blocked, dude.
Yep.
The Republicans said, no, hell no, because they hate you and they're racist. I don't know if you know this, dude.
Are all Republicans racist?
Yes.
But wait, are all Democrats?
No, not a single one. It doesn't lie in their hearts. They're incapable of it, Shane. I don't know if you know this, dude.
Matt?
I don't know if you know this, but they're spared from that part of the human condition of biasing.
Matt?
They're spared, and they just want to give you money. And there's these racist guys who are just like, they like, no, fuck that. We hate immigrants so much. We're going to block.
It's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, we're fucked.
No, I don't think, I'm telling you, I think it's going to be just, it's all going to collapse. It's starting to collapse in terms of just total nonsense. And hopefully, dude, if you gave a girl a karate chop on the butthole, not as hard as you could, obviously, because you'd split her in half.
Yes.
But if you did like a, quick fucking to the butthole, they'd probably do something.
I mean, yeah, if you can split them,
they'd probably
you can split brick. I could split a brick. I have no doubt I could split.
Girl's butthole would be nothing.
Girl's butthole would just.
Yeah, dude, give me three.
You'd
two
stack buttholes. Three of them on top of each other,
and they'd all just come at the. Oh. It's probably what all girls really want is to be cut in half from the butthole. Ma'am.
I hit my girl with a funny one this morning.
What'd you get her?
You would have liked it. She came in the room and she was looking for her laptop and it was in the bed and I was like, what do you want? And she goes, my laptop. I go, when do you want it? She goes, now. And I go, what do you want? She goes, my laptop. I go, when do you want it? She goes, now. It's a fun little trick. You can get
a very good
if you
trick.
See somebody looking for something, hit them with, what do you want?
When do you want it?
And then they go, now. And then you start a chant. You go, what do you want?
Tightwads.
Yes.
I don't think so. I think they might be next level. I got some insider information, dude.
Yeah.
I got some insider information because I was worried because I was like, oh, damn, a bunch, all these comedy clubs are going to close. I was talking to my tightwads from L.A., my agents.
My tightwads. My TWs.
Talking my tightwads.
Oh, my God. What did TWT say, dude? Tightwad team.
My team of I got some new tightwads. I just signed with a new agency. Please let me get in trouble for calling Jewish people tightwads.
My boy Dusty used to He would come up to you during class. He would stand in the middle of class and go, "I have to pass gas. Who should I pass it to?" Oh. And you got to pick the victim, and he would put his ass on their desk and fart.
Oh.
it's the funniest thing possible.
Dude, we were learning animals one time in Spanish, and this one guy just goes up and he goes, like, we're talking, we're doing like Leo, lion. And he goes, and then the one guy goes, "Father, how do you say shrinking water buffalo in Spanish?" It was the stupidest thing. And the father goes, "There's no such thing as a shrinking water buffalo." He got all mad and serious. "Boys, we come here to learn, not mess around." That's all the shrinking water buffalo. Oh my God.
Getting mad about it is so fucking funny.
He got all furious. Boy.
Oh, I guess, you know what? I give him credit. That would fucking piss me off. I'd be like, dude, just shut the fuck up.
Shrinking water buffalo.
Stupid. Do not be a stupido.
"Father, how do you say shrinking water buffalo in Spanish?" "Boys, that's not a real animal." Some boy, he would get so mad.
I got one in fifth grade. We had a sex guy come in.
Oh.
And I was like, "Is it possible for men to like men? And what is there a word for that?" And he was like, he walked over to me. It was like, "Are you joking?" And I was like, "No, I got so scared." I was like, "No, I'm totally serious." And he's like, "It's called being gay."
Usually at that moment, my path is before me, dude. This is the funniest thing in the world.
That was the funniest thing I've ever done.
So funny. Like, "Are you fucking with me?"
He really did.
"Okay, well, it's called being gay."
"It's called being a homosexual.
Guys jerk guys off sometimes."
"Sometimes guys pleasure other men sexually."
I'm glad you're not fucking around about this.
He knew I was fucking around. He got me immediately.
Fuck. How fun would that be, though, to give that talk to those kids and have them being like fucking around with you and just being like, "It's called a blowjob." Yeah. "Your mom probably sucks your dad's dick every night."
Your mom
like,
blows your father.
Like, your parents probably practice this too. It's nothing wrong with it. And have kids like,
yeah,
that'd be so. That would be so funny.
Kids, eyes up here,
dude. That would be.
This
nice.
Is a cream pie.
We should start a thing that's called "Turn Up for Sex," and we go to schools and like talk to kids, but we make it fun.
And we wear drag costumes.
"Turn Up for Sex, y'all." Just like fifth, just like inner city youth.
Yeah, get a box.
Like, what's up, y'all? We're here to talk about getting pussy.
We're here to talk pussy.
Some of you might be fucking right now. What I'm saying to that is, oh, hell no. Y'all way too, y'all way too young to be fucking.
Damn, you've got a little gas. Go to Barbie alone, dressed up.
Dude.
There were a ton of dudes there in pink.
What?
Yeah, everybody dresses up for this. And there were dudes everywhere.
Dude, it'd be so funny to go there and like right in the middle of it, a quiet part, be like, "Oh, fuck, I'm coming." And is that ever like,
"Oh, I'm going to fucking shoot."
"No, I'm going to fucking come."
Yeah.
You can yell that, right?
When I saw those guys in pink, I was like, "Oh, this is what that fucking teacher meant. These are the gay guys. I haven't seen one yet." Homosexual, that was it.
You should get that teacher's information and call him up. Call him back. Like, "You were right. Guys, you were right about that. I didn't believe you.
You weren't wrong, dude. There are guys.
I went to the Barbie movie. I followed two men in the Barbie movies. And
I was going to
kissing.
See Oppenheimer, dude. I like chicks."
Thing is so I can say
what's happening.
What's going on here, Matt?
Chilling, dude. Just fucking, you know.
What's all this mumbo jumbo you've gotten yourself into, dude?
You talking about my sebzi, bro?
What is this?
It's my sebzi. It's a ceremonial hash pipe from Morocco. It's not a big deal, dude. We've obviously. Dude,
you seem to be making a big deal out of it.
I'm not making. I'm just setting it out, dude. Ceremoniously, it's a nice piece, dude. I just want to show it off. You know.
Well, I'll tell you something, Matt. I don't like it.
Some of us prize fast cars, dude. It's just this is my stuff. This is what I ball out.
What
on.
Is this?
High spirits, dude. Key of G minor, 432 hertz. Seat on the insignia. Rainbow moonstone with the exact ripple that 432 makes on water or sand.
This needs to stop.
What?
This is one of my least favorite characters.
I want to do a cover. This lady has a...
Dude, why are you doing this to me?
What are you doing to what?
You know you're doing this to me.
I'm not.
Why are you doing this to me, man? I was just...
How are you talking about I'm doing this to you? And I'm glad...
You're doing things this on
have been
purpose,
great. Things have been great. What are you talking about, dude?
You're doing this on purpose.
What, cop
to trying
flute?
To sabotage our lives.
How?
Dude. Getting into bullshit.
What are you talking about? Dude, it's a beautiful instrument, man.
It is.
It's a it's an inlet. This is a pentatonic minor scale. So
can I hold it?
Yeah, dude, please. Here, let me... Here.
Get the spit out.
Get the spit out of that. Dude, hold
wow.
that thing. Feel the power.
You're right.
That thing's beautiful, man.
It's lighter than you'd think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man,
that is nice,
a beautiful man. Piece here, the leather.
It's a, you know, I'm dead.
We had a German girl. Yeah, we called her German Scheiße, which is just German shit.
We would just call her the German Scheiße.
Was this in college or high school?
This is high school, and I took a speech class with her.
You called her the Scheiße?
Yeah, we called her German Scheiße.
What did she say? Was she just like...
I don't know. She was hot, too.
I bet.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, back.
But we had to... I had speech class with her, and it was the funniest...
Oh, like
because yeah, public speaking class. So you just had to give speeches. Saying,
yeah,
she would just go up and she couldn't speak English. And
she didn't rouse the masses.
I thought it. Yeah, she was like. anytime she spoke, I would be howling loud.
Oh God!
I would just see her trying to read a paper, and I'd be like, "This is the funniest thing of all time." Yeah.
Oh God! How was your public speech class?
It was very, very fun.
What did you speak on?
Just he would the teacher. He was the drama teacher. So he was gay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably. Definitely probably.
Off the record, my dad got fucked up because they went to the same bar and called him a fudgebacker. You guys, you fucking fudgebacker.
That is off the record. You have
off
to
the record. Off the record.
Fucking record.
Fudgebacker is...
Oh, my God.
Fucking wild, dude. That was a long time ago.
What'd he say? Was he like, ha-ha?
Yeah, I think he did what that Asian guy in the video did. Just duck tail. Front kicked Phil and then ran.
Oh my God.
But yeah, he would just give us topics. And my one friend, Wes, was one of the biggest dickheads possible. He'd never prepare for a speech. He'd be like, I can come up with this on my own. Oh. His argument was like, the drinking age, obviously, that was his speech. He was like, we should lower the drinking age.
Yeah, you can rip that.
His speech, he was just him up there yelling because he was very funny. He was like,
you tell me I can buy a gun, but I can't have a couple of beers? Like that was his full 5-minute speech. I can go to war, but I can't have a couple cold beers. I'm not going to take it anymore. Like, shit like that. I've had it up to here.
He was good, though. The drama teacher liked it because he was so fucking flamboyant.
God damn it, dude. There's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
Fucking around in high school for classes when you realized they didn't matter was so fucking fun.
It was awesome.
Dude, we got to do a presentation every year, a PowerPoint, but this one teacher was like, whatever you want to present on. It was like, no doubt.
It's yeah, public urination. I promise you, I'm not going to fuck urination. This up.
I just took pictures of dudes peeing on walls. I was like, this should be legal. This is ridiculous. You can't pee wherever you want. I'm like, my next slide is peeing on another thing. He's like, this is ridiculous.
This is another example of something that should be legal.
Like, if you think about it, like you can't pee outside against a wall. You can pee inside a building, but you can't pee on the wall. Next slide. Like, this guy's peeing and jerking. It's just like whatever thing. He's peeing on this bridge. It's a graffiti wall. It's like, yeah, you should be totally able to do that. And the guy was like, all right, that's enough.
All right.
That's enough. Stop
it. Thank you, Mr. McCusker. Sit down. The next presentation. Pooping in lawns. Up next, we have Clark with... I've been very pumped on Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Since last night.
What, they've started to speak... Yeah, it's the fourth one. We don't know what they're up to.
I think the fourth one is
they speak like fluently in the fourth one, yeah. According to the trailer, which is so cool. I think they keep saying it's a beautiful day to be alive or something. Yeah,
what's their diction? Time. Is it like it is a beautiful day, or is it, sort of, do they give them English accents?
No, they're just tough guys.
They're badass tough guys.
So fucking sick. Seems
yes,
right. The fourth one's gonna be all girl apes.
If they take this from me. If they take Planet of the Apes from me,
it's gonna be a girl ape being like, "My pussy is so powerful, hail my pussy!" And Cornelius be like, "Listen to her."
Yeah,
We've been mean to them for too long.